Hey, podcast family, this is Jessie Rose here. Today's message is from our Sanctuary Sunday service where Pastor Fred talks about KCC moving to our new building. It's very exciting and we pray that the message stirs your faith and hope for all that God wants to do in and through your life.
Sanctuary Sunday is going to be just amazing. But really, we have a video that can probably break things down a little better than me. So if you'd turn your eyes to the screen and bend, you're free to leave. Except is, that will be amazing.
I believe God is a God that keeps his promises. All throughout scripture, we see that he's the God who remembers and he's the God whose arm is not too short. Our church has been around for around 10 years and God has always had a plan and a purpose for Kingdom Culture Church. Towards the end of last year, our church had some movement and some leadership transition, but who knows that God really, even though he cares about that stuff, his scope, his vision, his desire is for cities and nations. Towards the end of last year, the Lord began to speak to me about where he wanted to lead our church, began to speak to me and Anna about the things he wants to do in the region. And to be honest, it wasn't super new information. It was some of the same things he spoke at the start of our church's history. In the last couple of months, God has moved powerfully and mightily. And he's spoken to us through prophetic words. Pastor Andrew Staggs gave us that word about there is still much more land to be taken. And you only need to look around on a Sunday to see that the area of our tent and the area of our dwelling needs to increase and expand for what the Lord would want to do. Like I previously just said, I believe God remembers his promise. He remembers his plans. He's not a God that forgets. And through various prophetic words and different things, I'm so excited to announce that in 2024, Kingdom Culture Church will be moving into new territory. I'm currently standing in the facility that pending council approvals and town planner approvals, we will be moving into. This new facility is incredible and honestly, it's a miracle. God has turned up again and again and again to make this a reality. We as a board and executive team are believing that by quarter three of this year, we'll be able to move in to this new facility and create room and space for what God wants to do. It's about 4 minutes away from where we currently meet, so there's no major issues there. And prophetically, we believe that even though we'll be new to this region, we are already the leaders and pastors of a region. I'm not talking about me and Anna, I'm talking about as a church, we're coming in to love, care, and shepherd people. God always wants his church to grow. It doesn't always mean numerically. He wants us to grow in character. He wants us to grow in anointing. He wants us to grow in humility. But I do believe this year is a year of expansion and growth. There's been many words over North Brisbane, over Brisbane, Queensland and beyond. And I believe that us putting a stake in the ground in Morrinfield in a new, bigger, better facility means that God will be able to show up and show off. We are believing for nothing less than revival across Morrinfield, Caboolture, Burpengary, Narangba, North Lakes and beyond as we seek his face and as we seek his heart. What does that mean for you? It means I need you to posture yourself with faith and expectation for what God would do. This new facility, we can facilitate around 350 people in the auditorium, around 100 kids in the kids' ministry. It's got a much bigger parents' room. We're building a bigger foyer and a bigger cafe. And it does mean that we will need to raise funds and band together to build a new sanctuary and a new home for God to fill. Over this next season, I'd love you and your family to pray and pray and pray over this region, over this facility, and over what God would do. For it's his church, it's his vision, and the people in it are his, and the people that are lost in this region are also his. I do believe that as Kingdom Culture Church moves into this new facility, we're going to be a blessing to the community around us. I believe we're going to expand on the left and on the right, and I believe God is going to move mightily. Like I said a few weeks ago in my sermon, New Year, Same God, I believe that this is going to be our best year yet. But it's not because of a transition of leadership, it's not because of our global worship, it's not because of our staff and team, and it's not because we're moving to a new facility. It's because Jesus Christ will have the reward of his suffering, which is seas and nations. So church. I want you to partner with us. I want you to believe with us. It's exciting. It's a new day. It's a new dawn. There's new land, new territory, new opportunity, new outreach moments, new divine appointments. And as we move into new territory, as we leave Gleason, which we thank God for, and we are thankful for that season, that time, and that facility, and as we move on into the new, let's believe for unprecedented impact. Let's believe for the shopping center, the surrounding schools to be changed, set free. Let's believe for kingdom come. Let's believe for nothing short of revival. And across Morrinfield from Kingdom Culture Church, they will hear the battle cry of Jesus is Lord.
Come on, you can praise God if you want. He's worthy of it. Jesus, we thank you for open doors. We thank you for favor. We thank you for finance. Jesus, it's your church and we're your people. Would you lead us where you want us to go? In Jesus' name. Oh. In Jesus' name. I want to tell you a bit about the spiritual aspect of this before I show you some cool things and give you some details. And I felt the Lord speak to me. I said, Lord, how should I set this up? How should I present it? And I said, Lord, I think I should show them all the fun, exciting things first. And he said, Fred, my people predominantly must be moved by spirit and scripture. For we are not campaign managers trying to raise funds. We're a Bible-based community believing for the goodness of God in the land of the living. And so I want to tell you about the spiritual component, but at the end, I want to show you some fun things as well. I'll just quickly tell you about the journey of, I guess, this facility, and then Sister Iz can leave after that. But last year, I can't honestly remember the date. I'm bad with timelines. But the Lord woke me up at 2 a.m. and he said, you need to go and look at facilities. Now, for those of you that know me, moving into a new territory, expanding, that's not super unusual for me to want to do that. But the Lord has never woken me up. And there was an urgency. He said, you need to look at facilities. So I texted Nathan Spence, one of our board of directors, and said, hey, we need to look at facilities tomorrow. And he said, I've got work things tomorrow, but we can do the day after. And so the day after, we went and we looked at some facilities, and we felt God. And then we prayed and we went to the board, and we also spoke with Pastor Rob because, you know, he's obviously led us for about a decade. And so who knows, it would be a bit of a lack of honor not include him in the discussions around this decision. And so we did that, and we all felt that God was on it. And then we began, I say we, I mean Nathan Spence, began a bit of a negotiation process, but we still weren't sure. And I went down to a church and I was ministering down there, and we told no one about it. Only the board and executives knew. And a pastor at that church came up to me and said, I've got a picture for you. I don't know him. I don't have a great relationship with him. And I said, well, what is it? And he said, well, I see a house. And then he corrected himself. He goes, no, I see a building. I see a building. And he described that building. And he said, I know this is weird. I thought it was maybe a house for you and Anna. I was like, I'll take that too. He said, I feel like, are you currently in negotiations for a building? And I said, I thought to myself, do I tell this random guy? I said, yes. He said, I see five guys. Is there five of you negotiating currently in the process? I said, yes. He said, the Lord would say you'd have it by next week. And it felt great in the moment, but I also on the plane home was like, oh, like maybe, because I'm a man of great faith. Nathan Spence the next week contacted me and said, hey, you know, this facility was listed at 180, 190,000, which with inclusions would be 200 and something thousand per year over 5 years with an option to increase. I said, I don't know if we can afford that. He said, I've managed to negotiate year one at 110, which is the same as what we pay here. And I just think the Lord has been breathing and speaking, and even though it's fun having a full room, it's not fun seeing mum sitting on the floor in the parents' room. It's not fun looking in the kids' ministry and seeing holy chaos. Catherine, we love you, we thank you, and we thank you. This isn't just a decision that seems to make sense in the natural. We believe God has breathed it in the supernatural. And what God begins, let no man stand against. We're going to look at a verse in Exodus 25:8 to pin the first part of my sermon, which really is, I guess, a spiritual aspect. Exodus 25:8 says, "Have them construct a sanctuary for me." Why? "So that I may dwell among them." Thank you so much, Iz. Appreciate you. I want to give you three reasons why we're doing this. Three reasons why this is important, and then I'll show you some architect drawings, the layout, the plan, some renders. It's awesome. Why does this matter? The first reason why this matters is location and land matter to God. Location and land matters to God. For God's first gift unto man was not Eve, it was Eden. Land matters to God. God actually inhabits and rests on geographical locations. Who knows, you can still go to the revival sites of old and see that there is still something in the earth. There is still something, you can feel the heritage of what God has done in a physical place. In Ephesians 6:12, it says, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." Another translation says, "Principalities and powers." A principality is a prince over a polity. What's a polity? A polity is a geographical location, city, town, land. And so the goal would be that as a Christian influence, a church, moves into a land, we wage war with the prince over that polity. And that's why I believe it's good. It's a good thing for there to be as many churches planted as possible, across as many denominations as possible, because as they move into that area, they wage war with the kingdom of darkness and they push back the things of this world. Obviously, we're not moving a super far way away, but what I love about this facility is it's in the heartbeat. It's near shopping centers, it's near bowling alleys, laser tags, two schools, fast food, all this sort of thing. And I don't know about you, I'm excited for freedom to emanate from that new building. We see in Scripture, God told Abram to go to a new land. God told Moses he would give him a promised land. God told Joshua, "I'll give you the land where your feet tread." God promised in Chronicles to heal our land. God told Jeremiah, "I brought you to this land." God told Isaiah, "Your people will repossess the land." And God told Paul which land to go to next. Locations matter to God. There's a strategic nature to where God would say. If you remember in the epistles, sometimes Paul was like, "Can I go to this area?" And God was like, "No, go to this one." God cares about land. So the first reason we're doing this is locations and land matter to God. Yeah. Number two, buildings matter to God. Well, Fred, the church isn't a building. I disagree. I think the church isn't just a building. Sometimes we say things that sound super spiritual to empower our lack of attendance to a building, when actually biblically buildings matter to God. When God spoke through Moses to Pharaoh and said, "Let my people go," what was the reason? He said, "Let my people go that they may worship me." But when God said that, we didn't have a metric for what that worship would look like. They didn't know. But then in Exodus, we hear God explain it. "Have them construct a sanctuary for me that I may dwell among them. You must make the tabernacle and design all its furnishings according to the pattern I show you." Buildings matter to God. It's a place of worship. It's a place of truth. It's a place of freedom. We see later on, I know I'm being a bit teachy, stay with me. A bit later on, God says, "Build me a sanctuary, a tabernacle." But David says in Chronicles, King David rose to his feet and said, "Listen to me, my fellow Israelites, my people, I had it in my heart to build a house as a place of rest for the Ark of the Covenant, a footstool for our God, and I made plans to build it." The tabernacle was a command. The church was a response. And later in 1 Kings, God says, "It was commendable that it was in your heart to build me a house." And then later in Chronicles, God says, begins to outline his passion for the house. You see, in response to God, we've got a generation that in response to God thinks it's spiritual to talk about not having a building and not. And of course, you know, I agree that we are the church and where we go, our land takes and we can't just keep it. You know, I believe all that. But the church is partially a building. And it, God says it was commendable that David had it in his heart to build a house. I have it in my heart. Anna has it in her heart. The board has it in their heart to build God a sanctuary. Oh, what about this sanctuary? It's not big enough. And far be it from me, in the name of false humility, to restrict what God would do. So I got it in my heart. I have it in my heart to build God a house. In 1 Timothy, it says you will know how people ought to conduct themselves in God's house, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the foundation of the truth. The church is the mecca for where God speaks truth and where people are equipped and enabled and sent out. Land and locations matter to God. Buildings matter to God. But really, it pales in comparison to my third point, which is people matter to God. God loves people more than land and more than buildings. It all facilitates his people. My prayer is that this building would help us give more, worship more, invite more, bless more, teach more, encourage more, host more, and care more. You don't have to be a genius to know that a better facility on its own isn't powerful. But a better facility full of the people of God, led by his Spirit, is powerful. It's powerful. It's powerful. It's powerful. I'm never going to let go of the thought that it is powerful. What it's not about church size. It's not about influence. It's not about KCW. It's not about Fred Porter Ministries. It's not about cafes or nice foyers or seeming epic. Once again, I think sometimes we restrict our vision to try and appear spiritual. But Jesus Christ wants the reward of his suffering. And oftentimes people that are cynical on vision and ambition and the moving forward of the church are not seeing 10, 15 people saved in their workplace every week. If they were, I would be like, you're doing something right. But all throughout Christian orthodoxy, God has used his bride to see regions changed. And so it's important to know the shadow side of your organization and the shadow side of you as a person. I would be lying if I didn't tell you that I don't love a full building. I'd be lying if I didn't tell you that as we grow and swell, it feels good. But there is a difference between appreciation and intent. I appreciate when people are like, wow, KCC is growing. I appreciate when people talk about our worship and how amazing JR is and the team. I appreciate it. It's not my intent. My intent is that Morrowfield's story would be that of Liz and John's. That principalities and powers would be pushed back, that prodigals would come home, that young people would say yes to Jesus, that confusion, ideology would be set correct in the house of God. All that other stuff is fun. Let's not pretend it's not. But if you are in this place and the idea of more scares you, the idea of a bigger church scares you, the idea, let this be a warm up for you for heaven. Because in heaven, it's going to be pretty full. And according to Revelation, it's going to be pretty loud. I'm not being facetious to have a go. There's some of us that find that intimidating, and I'm not having a go at you as a person, but I'm saying enlarge the place of your thinking, enlarge the place of your dwelling. God wants his church to grow. I posted the other day that quote from Ed Schlutzer that says, God used the house church to reach China and the mega church to reach Korea. Well, it's probably fair if you're asking, what model am I probably leaning towards? A healthy, growing family. I think we're going to become a big church. We're already not small, but let's be a big church that stays small in our thinking, in our kindness, in our connection, in our relationship. But friend, do not be worried, because I promise you, if you have trouble making friends in a church of 100, you'll probably have a tough time making friends in a church of 1,000, but you'll probably have a hard time making friends in a church of 20. Yeah. Yeah. Let's not restrict God because of our humanity. Rather, let's let him help us grow and stretch and believe and have more faith for what he would do. Isaiah 54, 2-3 says, enlarge the place of your tent and let them stretch the curtains of your dwellings. Do not spare. Lengthen your cords, strengthen your stakes, for you shall expand to the right and to the left, and your descendants, people matter to God, your descendants will inherit the nations and make desolate cities inhabited. This is why we do this. We've got Vision Sunday in 2 weeks. Next week's is Governance Sunday. We're going to talk about structure and accountability and all those really important things. But my vision is for cities and nations, but it's not my vision. It's Jesus' vision. KCC doesn't have a vision and a mission. God's mission and vision has a KCC. And so we will lean in and we will follow him and we will stretch and we will grow and we will do more services and we will give more money and we will, it's going to cost time, treasure, talent. But when we push back the darkness over Morrowfield and over this state and over Moreton Bay, and as we go forward and as we write more songs, we will sit in the cool of the day with sweat on our brow from working hard and go, look at what God has done. Look at what God has done. I want to say respectfully, kindly, and lovingly, if you want a sit back, safe, non-risk-taking church, you might struggle. And some pastors would say, it's maybe not for you. I think it is for you. I just think you need to take it to God and grow. And believe for the more. I think the blessing and curse of being visionary is I see things before they're actually there, which is why I have a board. But you can see things in the spirit too. You can see marriages being restored before they are. You can see worship nights full of passion, prayer meetings full of power, the lonely welcomed in, the word of God discipling people, the prodigals coming home, and many joining our family. I'm very excited about what's to come. We're not perfect. Some people, particularly on Instagram, like to explain to me how our church is not perfect, and I agree. I agree, we need Jesus. I need Jesus. But to commentate on the lack of perfection in a church is to state the obvious with no skin in the game. I've got skin in the game. And the week before we take up an offering, which is in a couple months away, a few people like, you should do a series on how to give and da-da-da. Now I'm going to preach a sermon called I've Got Skin in the Game. And why give, why lean in, why serve? See, one of the great challenges of being a Christian and being in a church is getting over our own selves. And I do it as well. We can't see the things of God properly because our humanity gets in the way. But the problem is we've learnt the language of Christendom. And so we plaster that over our insecurity. We plaster that over our orphan spirit. We plaster that over our lack. And we try and give a spiritual reason as to why we step back and we're cynical and we're unsure. Friend, be honest in the house of God. Just like I need to be honest. I'm scared. I'm not good at making friends. I'm nervous. What if? Let's bring our petition to God. Yeah. So, is Fred nervous about this move? Yeah. Sure. I'm not cynical. I'm not worried. But I'll tell you this. The oil pays the bills. And so as we seek God and as we see families restored and as we see his kingdom expand and as we pursue health as well as we pursue impact, we're going to be just fine. We're going to be just fine. Okay. Now let's talk a bit about the new facility. Who's excited for that? Great. What I think we'll do is I think we'll show a bit of a fun walkthrough video of the facility. And then, so you can see it, but then I'll show you the renders so you can visionarily picture what it'll look like. We're also, we haven't locked it all in, but we've got plans to have prayer meetings at the new facility and do walkthroughs and all that sort of thing. We want this to be a part of your journey. We don't want you to feel like, cool, we're just being led somewhere. No, we are going somewhere together. So why don't we play that walkthrough video and then I'll come back and tell you some more. Well, hey church, how are you? I am here standing in our new foyer area. Nothing has been done at the new location yet, but we wanted to just give you a little bit of a walkthrough so you can start to get vision for the new facility. So this area here is all going to be foyer up until about halfway. Then it'll be auditorium entry. We're really excited to have a foyer that can facilitate 80, 90 people mingling. And there'll also up that end be a couple of offices, counseling rooms, which would be phenomenal. So come with me this way, if you would, and you'll see the cafe area. You see here one of our board members, Sven, setting up his drone, which is very exciting. You see here, this is where the cafe area will be. We've got our operations head and our head of photography there. So cafe will be here, which will be amazing, an area to connect and hang out. It's gonna be good. Let's go look in the sanctuary.
will come through here. There'll be, the foyer will go to about here, and then there'll be a wall, soundproofed, an entryway. We'll walk in, so we're currently standing in the Ord, but it doesn't look like it. You come in here, and here is the main sanctuary. So we'll be able to fit around 300 people in here, which is gonna be incredible. Our stage is gonna be up there. It's gonna be absolutely phenomenal. We're so excited to grow and expand to where God can grow our church and we can welcome new people in. If you come this way and look in here, this is the beginnings of what will be our parents' room. So this room is absolutely massive. We're gonna knock this out, have one-way seeing glass. You can see the crew in there. Just incredible. It also has a quiet room attached, so we can fit probably 15, 20 parents in that room with two attaching feeding and quiet rooms. Now, if you look through here, we're not gonna go in there. That's where the toilet block will be, but it is not in a state for you to see it. But we are gonna do renovations. We're gonna make it look incredible. So you've seen the foyer, you've seen the cafe, you've seen the parents' room, you've seen the dungeon, I mean the toilet block, which is amazing. Why don't you come with me and I'm gonna show you where our kids' facilities are gonna be. So come this way. We're gonna go up these stairs. Bunch of work to be done in here. Obviously need you to use your visionary eyes, your visionary ability. This won't be here. If you look over here, this will all be knocked out to make room for the foyer. You'll see Levi there playing around in the ceiling, which is exciting. Come this way. If you look here, you can see Paige and Nathan there. This is where our kids' facilities are gonna be. So we're gonna have three different rooms. We're gonna have room one, room two, and room three. Another thing that's really exciting is we'll be knocking through this wall down here, because on the other side of this wall, there's a toilet block. And that toilet block on Sundays will be for the children only, which is amazing. So from this area, it'll all be air conditioned, it'll be painted, there'll be a wall coming across here with seeing glass so you can look out down into the auditorium, and every kid's room will be colorful and air conditioned and no bump in, bump out. These rooms are just for the kids permanently, which is great. If you come this way, look in here. Got a nice room in here. This room will be my office, lucky me, and also a place we use for executive meetings, board meetings, and hosting guest ministry, which will be fantastic. Come back downstairs with me. Almost done the tour. Levi, don't fall. We love you. Just so you can get an idea of the sizings of things, I'll get Nathan Spence to come and help me. Everyone say hello to Nathan. Nathan, wave to the people.
Hello, church.
Can you show them where the auditorium's gonna start?
Absolutely.
They won't really be able to hear you, but can you show them? So just follow Nathan there. This will all be demolished, which will be great. Great, so here, So if we were here, we would be entering the auditorium.
Yep, so entryway right here. We'll then have another entryway at the other end, either side of the sound desk. So right where this whole thing is here, then we'll go all the way to the ceiling once all this mezzanine's gone.
Beautiful. Thank you, Nathan. So church, we're so excited. With this facility, we will be able to facilitate just across two services, around 750 people, and across three services, over 1,000 people. So I'm about to give you some more details on the ins and outs, but I hope you're excited because we as a board and staff are over the moon at what God is going to do.
So good. Thank you so much, Fred, for that intro. That's great. Bands, you can join me. That'd be great. Okay, we're almost done. You happy?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Okay, what we're going to do now is I understand that it's kind of hard to sometimes picture what that'll look like. So I'm going to take you through a couple of renders, which will be amazing. So if we could put the first one up, just the facade, the front of the church, that'll be great. So once it's Also, just for those of us that are food inclined, that restaurant is not ours. That is a Thai restaurant, but you can go there and eat. But this is the front area. Nathan Spence had the great idea. We're going to gate off the front here, and it gives us increased kids' play area and cafe space. Also, just because this is funny, I asked the guy to put a Tesla in there. So that's good. Does anyone have a Tesla at our church yet? I prophesy it. It won't be me, but I'll live vicariously through someone. So that's going to be the front of our building, which is going to be great. And obviously on the right, you got the bowling alley and the laser tag and different things, but we're excited to create a great space. And then if you want to go to our cafe, I think is the next one. Your foyer cafe. So you got the foyer here, which is great. We got two counseling rooms up here. I'm sure Pastor Kimmy will be in them often. And then just a space where we can, we've done well, but wouldn't it be nice just to have somewhere we can actually have a chat, have a sit, have a coffee, and then over here, you've got the new cafe plans, which will be great. And obviously, going out to where Joey and Pastor Jess are, that will be going out the door into that open gated area, which will be a great time. If you want to put the next one up, that'll be inside. Which will be great. So as we said, we can fit 350 people in here, which is awesome. If you are audiovisual inclined and you go, is that an LED? It is. Are we getting one? We're not. You know how I said sometimes the board say no? Yep. But we're prophesying for 3 or 4 years away. Me and Levi are in deep intercession and fasting. So that's exciting. You can't really see it, but on this side, there'll be a little prayer room for prayer and for pre-service prayer and for the band to, when we move to three services, take a breather. And then there's a storage room on that side and then stairs going upstairs, which would be great. If you want to go to the parents' room, I think is next. Kids' rooms, so upstairs, these are how we want to look. We want to knock out, put pane glass, and have the three different age groups. We're just really excited to just have a permanent space to value our kids, just for them to be able to encounter the Lord, and for the kids' team, which are amazing, not to have to put things up and down, but just be able to set it up and go, hey, this, and let the Lord create a space in those three rooms to meet his kids. And so we're really excited. And obviously on, you can't see it, but if this would be, I guess, the hallway, and then there'll be a way around to the kids only toilet block, which we're really stoked about. And then if you go to the next one, this room's downstairs. And so this is the room that you could see. You couldn't actually see that room. And so we're gonna make it very modern, very comfortable. These single chairs will actually have pull around curtains for mums that are feeding. And then on this side, there'll be a quiet room if kids need to sleep or relax. And then there'll be TV in there. And there'll also be one-way glass so that they can not feel like they're shut away from the congregation, but they're still a part of it. They can see what's going on. Let's go through them once more real quick. Just real quick. Go to the start. Oh, it's the front of the church. Oh my goodness, look at that foyer. I'm so excited. What's the, oh, it's the sanctuary. We pray in that LED screen in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. What's the next one? Kids' rooms. So good. And parents' room and quiet room. Praise God. So we're so excited for what the Lord would do. We're just over the moon. If you want to go to the first slide of the details, it'd be great. We're going to take up our sanctuary offering, which is really similar to our legacy offering, on April 28th, both services. We didn't want to tell you about this and not give you time to pray and save and seek God. I'm going to tell you how much we need in a sec, but the oil pays the bills. Right? The oil pays the bills. On April 28th, we're going to do that. We're not going to have some big finance series leading into it. We're actually having a series on pushing back the demonic leading up to it. Because my job isn't, I'm not a fundraiser, I'm a Bible teacher. And so I trust you to go and pray to God, and I trust you to go and stretch yourselves and take a risk and all those things. We're not going to We're not going to beg, and we're just going to trust God. And so if you want to put the next one up, I think that's the details. Oh my goodness. So the total project budget is $600,000, and the minimum we need for occupancy is about $350,000. Just so you have a reference point, something like this should cost us over a mil. So people, Nathan Spence, honestly, we'll honor him properly when we move in. But I could, yeah, you can clap him. I reckon he's at over 100 hours in his work weeks of dedicating to this, and he has been tireless, and he has worked his work contacts, but also Christian contacts. He's got things way cheaper than they should be. He's got people bought into the vision that are like, we usually do a margin of 30% markup, we're going to do a 3%. He has done phenomenally. So I want you to know that we want to steward your money well, and also if you're in this place and you would like a financial breakdown, we have a full project costing document that we will send to anyone that wants to see it. So if you want to see that, please come and see myself or Nathan Spence or any of the board members, and we'll get that to you. The great thing about having nothing to hide is that you hide nothing. And so we're excited to move forward with our integrity and transparency as we handle large amounts of money. It's really important that we do that well. I'll be honest with you, I have full faith that we can raise as a community $350,000. I would be lying to you if I said I have a total confidence in over half a million, but I believe that the oil pays the bills. God is going to show up, and this is worth it. This is worth it. We're not just trying to build a great space. This is a 5-year lease with an option for 5 more. And like I said, we can have Sundays with 3 services of over 1,000 people. Can you imagine the stories we're going to hear? Can you imagine the families that are going to be changed forever? Can you imagine how much God's going to stretch us that are already here and already planted? I'm so excited. So this is a 5 to 10 year project. This is generational. When we leave this facility, Micah might be 10 and a half. And I don't want to talk about that because I'll cry, but this is not just about us. This is about what will come. The last little detail I want to run you through quickly is just labor investment. If you've got any experiencing in engineering, painting, building, electrical, plumbing, glazing, or cabinetry, or carpet, anything to do with building, please chat to Nathan Spence. He's our project oversight, and obviously he's on our board of directors. And so we will be doing a couple of working bees and painting together and polishing together. And I actually love them, even though they're hard work. We'll get a sausage sizzle or pizza going or something. And I'm just so excited. What's funny about that is, so did I say it weird? I'm so excited I can't even talk good. I'm honestly just so excited. But the thing, I was talking to Pastor David Hall, a mentor in my life, and he said this to me. He said, Fred, sometimes it can feel easier to, as the high level leaders, executives, just do all the stuff, get it done. He's like, you gotta take the church with you. And so we are gonna pray in the facility while there's probably construction not happening, but construction stuff around. We're gonna paint things, we're gonna clean things, we're gonna pray, we're gonna anoint rooms with oil. We're gonna go on this journey together. And as I said in the video, it's pending council approval and some different things. And so we estimate moving in quarter 3, quarter 4. We don't have exacts for you, but it is happening. We have signed heads of lease. And so is anyone excited about that? I'm so excited. God is good. He's so faithful. Please, I want to encourage you, if you have questions or concerns or actually, if you've got questions, concerned, or you're just pumped and want to let me know, you can come and say any of those 3 things, particularly the last one. But no, on a serious note, we do know that change is big, and we do know that it has a different effect on all of us. So please don't keep it to yourself. Don't necessarily talk about it in lounge rooms. We are an open book. As a staff and a board, we want to walk this together. We're aware that we've been on this journey since November, but we want to take you along with us. Why don't we stand this morning, church? That feels like the right song to sing. It does feel like the right song to sing. We love you so much. Amazing. We're going to put stuff out on our Instagram, on our Facebook. We'll have links to all the things. We'd love to see you again tonight. Don't forget, free coffees, free pastries. We're going to go again this evening. But why don't we, across this place, Why don't we just love on the Lord? It's His church. It's His vision. We're His people. Why don't we lift our hands from the front to the back and just for 3 or 4 minutes, come on, let's just worship God. Let's give it to Him. Let's lay down our vision and our agenda and our thoughts and our money, and let's just worship God. Come on.
Thanks so much for tuning in. We hope that today's message blessed you, and we pray that you have a wonderful week.